This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Matthew Staver. He is the founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, and he's also the dean of the Liberty University School of Law. He's been a guest of ours many times as we've gone through the legal ups and downs as it relates to the debate over the definition of marriage and how it will be codified at various state levels as well as the federal level. We want to get his thoughts today as the law firm initially retained by House Republicans to defend the Defense of Marriage Act has now backed out of that claim. And this news has gay organizations very much celebrating today. And Matt, thanks very much for being with us.
It's my pleasure to be with you.
How significant is this?
Well, I think it's a very bad political move for King and Spalding. This is a very large organization with many attorneys. They represent many clients. They go through conflicts, checks, and they have clients that they represent that not everyone agrees with. But unfortunately, because this is the homosexual issue, they caved to some political pressure, primarily apparently out of their Atlanta office, and backed away from representing this client, which they agreed to do. The good news is that Paul Clement, the very skilled former Solicitor General of the United States under President George W. Bush, would have nothing to do with it, and he immediately and effectively resigned from his position. And his letter of resignation is classy, and it is right on point. And I fully agree and concur with his decision to resign. He will continue to represent the Federal Defense of Marriage Act. Now he's going to be with a different firm rather than King and Spalding. I think it's really a black eye for this King and Spalding law firm.
What do we know about him as an attorney and specifically on this issue? Was this a good hire in the first place?
It was an excellent hire. I was very much pleased with this decision when I learned about it, as everyone else did, through the press release, through the House Republicans. Paul Clement is a very principled individual, very skilled advocate. He is one of the most skilled solicitor generals of the United States. Solicitor General, for those that may not know, actually argues and represents on behalf of the United States at the United States Supreme Court. And in fact, he argued in defense of the Ten Commandments case on behalf of the United States government in the case that I actually argued in 2005 at the U.S. Supreme Court. He did a very good job there, and he's done a very good job every time I've seen him argue. So it was a great decision to hire him. And with, of course, the King and Spalding law firm is where he worked, out of the Washington, D.C. office. But now with King and Spalding's decision, I think what it does show is a couple of things, that this homosexual agenda has become very politically acrimonious, and that those who support the homosexual agenda do not have any tolerance for opposing viewpoints. I mean, where else would you find a large law firm like this back away from representing a particular matter that's unpopular with some? But in this particular case, they did. I think that doesn't bode well for King and Spalding, but I think it also is a wake-up call to Americans around the country that this issue is a zero-sum game. Those that support same-sex advocacy have a zero-sum game in mind. This is not a live and let live. This is not a tolerate our views. This is dominate to the exclusion of anyone else and literally push them out of the profession if you don't agree.
Obviously, some political pressure, as you mentioned here, with this law firm. We've certainly seen the influence through the media and how they report these various stories. What about political figures in general? Are they starting to compromise in the same way, or does the fact that every time this comes to a vote, traditional marriage wins, kind of give them the backing to basically stand up for what they believe in?
Well, some political figures simply have short memories and weak spines, and the fact of the matter is every time marriage is put up for a vote, it's won 30 out of 30 times. It resonates with the people. It's the right thing to do. Family and marriage are the very foundation of our society. If you weaken family, particularly the definition of marriage, and if you assume that two men are just as good as a man and a woman, as husband and wife and mom and dad, then you ultimately hurt children and you weaken our society. And if you weaken the very first form of government, which is strong families, you weaken government as well. So the decision to affirm marriage as one man, one woman is very core and central to who we are as individuals, and it's the very bedrock and foundation of our civil society.
We're talking with Matt Staver. He is the founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. And Matt, just last week we talked with your colleague Matt Barber, as he was very upset that the decision against Prop 8 in the federal court has not been vacated due to what he considers a major conflict of interest by the judge, who has now admitted that he is a homosexual. One of the other things he said in that interview, though, was that he thought that the legal team defending Prop 8 was pretty weak. You've mentioned now that you think that Mr. Clement will do a very strong job. What are the lessons of what to do or what not to do based on that Prop 8 case?
Well, I think in the Prop 8 case, we always were of the opinion that it needed to be defended more aggressively, and you need to really go to the heart of the matter, and that is the issue of homosexuality on the definition of marriage and same-sex relationships and how that impacts marriage, the institution, and family, particularly children. And the Prop 8 legal team seemed to not want to aggressively address that issue, and that really is part of the core of the matter. I don't think you need to get into that particular aspect with the defense of the Federal Defense of Marriage Act. All you need to do on that is to show that Congress had a rational, reasonable basis for passing the law. And clearly, Congress has such a decision and a basis for passing this law. Obviously, there's a lot of studies that show children fare better with moms and dads and intact families with male and female. They do matter to children. Gender is significant to the well-being of children. There's a lot of research on that. And so clearly, I think Paul Clement's job to defend the Defense of Marriage Act is a very straightforward legal case. And in fact, we've, Liberty Counsel, we've defended 50 or so definitions of marriage being challenged in the state and federal court, including the Federal Defense of Marriage Act. And so these cases are very defensible if they're done right.
Given that experience that you have, does that suggest then that there's strong legal precedent for the position that Mr. Clement will be arguing?
Oh, there's ample legal precedent for the position that Mr. Clement will argue. And in fact, it is shocking that President Obama said that he could not defend it because it was unconstitutional. Well, that's President Obama as the maker of law, apparently, but it's certainly not following the precedent out there nor common sense, because the legal precedent clearly is on our side with regards to the constitutionality of the defense of marriage.
Matt, real quickly before we let you go, how long do you expect this whole legal issue to play out here? Will it come up now at the appellate level, given the earlier district court decisions we've seen on this? Will it have to go to all three levels? What do you expect here?
Well, I think it will have to go to all three levels at some point in time. It may just stop at the appellate level. If the appellate court upholds the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, which it should, and other courts have done so, then it may just stay there and not ever reach the U.S. Supreme Court. If it strikes it down, then obviously it's an automatic trip to the U.S. Supreme Court. But I think we've got strong legal precedent on our side, but we never can take any of these things for granted, because at the end of the day, judges are judges, and sometimes judges don't always follow the rule of law. So we need to make sure that these are strong cases. Liberty Counsel has already filed amicus briefs in many of those cases where Paul Clement will defend, and will file amicus briefs in the remaining cases. We'll always be there to defend marriage at the state, federal court, even all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Well, another twist in a very long and important debate. Counselor, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you. My pleasure to be with you.
Matthew Staver is the founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. He's the dean of the Liberty University School of Law in Lynchburg, Virginia. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.